Andy Tuber went missing more than a year ago. The 52-year-old CEO of Canna was piloting a helicopter to Kodiak from Anchorage and is believed by the National Transportation Safety Board to have crashed due to inclement weather in the ocean waters north of Afognak Island. Friends, family, and colleagues gathered on a small hill on Near Island to remember him on Saturday in a traditional Sugpiak mask-burning ceremony. Attendees have the opportunity to speak with the mask, which is made by an artist and represents the deceased. They share final messages that they may not have had the opportunity to say. According to Lauren Anderson, who presided over the ceremony, the ritual serves to mark an end to the period of mourning.
It weighs on people that maybe they got an argument in the morning and never got to say, I love you one last time or goodbye. But the mask ceremony, what it does is it allows you to have that last moment.
According to Anderson, when the mask is burned, it carries what it saw and heard back to that person. The mask burning is not meant to replace a funeral, and typically is held months after one's passing, up to years later. Tuber's mask was painted red, white, and black, with a semicircle of feathers around its perimeter, and a pearlescent moon with stars was carved into its backboard. As part of the ceremony, the Imamsuat Sukpiak dancers gathered around a fire. One dancer donned the mask as Anderson chanted a prayer for Tuber. After a few minutes, the dance ended, and the mask was handed to Tuber's daughters. They lay their father's mask into the flames. Attendees stood watching it burn for several minutes, while the unrelenting sun hung above. The mask slowly was consumed by the flames. Once it was no longer distinct from the other logs, there were a few quiet hugs, and slowly, silently, the attendees made their way down the hill. Some native communities that practice mask burning prohibit the photographing of their ceremonial masks. According to Anderson, this is not the case for the Sugpiak people. With his permission, KMXT is publishing photos of the mask on kmxt.org. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.